Jeremiah, Chapter 49. Concerning the Ammonites, thus says the Lord, has Israel no sons? Has he no heir? Why then does their king inherit Gad, and his people dwell in his cities? Therefore, behold, the days come, says the Lord, that I will cause an alarm of war to be heard in Rabbah of the Ammonites, and it shall be a desolate heap, and her daughters shall be burned with fire. Then shall Israel be heir unto them that were his heirs, says the Lord. Wail, O Heshbon, for Ai is plundered. Cry, you daughters of Rabbah, gird yourselves with sackcloth, lament, and run to and fro inside the walls, for their king shall go into captivity, and his priests and his princes together. Why boast yourself in the valleys, your flowing valley, O backsliding daughter? That trusted in her treasures, saying, who shall come against me? Behold, I will bring a fear upon you, says the Lord God of hosts, from all those that are about you, and you shall be driven out every man straight before him, and none shall gather out the fugitives. And afterward I will bring again the captivity of the children of Ammon, says the Lord. Concerning Edom, thus says the Lord of hosts, is wisdom no more in man? Has counsel perished from the prudent? Has their wisdom vanished? Flee you, turn back, dwell in the depths, O inhabitants of Dedan, for I will bring the calamity of Esau upon him, the time that I will punish him. If grape gatherers came to you, would they not leave some gleaning grapes? If thieves by night, they will destroy till they have enough. But I have made Esau bare, I have uncovered his secret places, and he shall not be able to hide himself. His descendants are plundered, and his brethren, and his neighbors, and he is not. Leave your fatherless children, I will preserve them alive, and let your widows trust in me. For thus says the Lord, behold, they whose judgment was not to drink of the cup have assuredly drunk, and are you he that shall altogether go unpunished? You shall not go unpunished, but you shall surely drink of it. For I have sworn by myself, says the Lord, that Bozrah shall become a desolation, a reproach, a waste, and a curse, and all its cities shall be perpetual wastes. I have heard a rumor from the Lord, and an ambassador is sent unto the nations, saying, gather you together, and come against her, and rise up to the battle. For, lo, I will make you small among the nations, and despised among men. Your fierceness has deceived you, and the pride of your heart, O you that dwell in the clefts of the rock, that hold the height of the hill, though you should make your nest as high as the eagle, I will bring you down from there, says the Lord. Also Edom shall be a desolation, everyone that goes by it shall be astonished, and shall hiss at all its plagues. As in the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah and its neighboring cities, says the Lord, no man shall abide there, neither shall a son of man dwell in it. Behold, he shall come up like a lion from the thickets of Jordan against the habitation of the strong, but I will suddenly make him run away from her, and who is a chosen man, that I may appoint over her? For who is like me? And who will arraign me? And who is the shepherd that will stand before me? Therefore hear the counsel of the Lord, that he has taken against Edom, and his purposes, that he has proposed against the inhabitants of Ammon. Surely the least of the flock shall draw them out, surely he shall make their habitations desolate with them. The earth is moved at the noise of their fall, at the cry its noise was heard at the Red Sea. Behold, he shall come up and fly as the eagle, and spread his wings over Bozrah, and at that day shall the heart of the mighty man of Edom be as the heart of a woman in birth pangs. Concerning Damascus, Hamath is confounded, and Arpad, for they have heard evil tidings, they are faint-hearted, their sorrow on the sea, it cannot be quiet. Damascus has grown feeble, and turns herself to flee, and fear has seized on her, anguish and sorrows have taken her, as a woman in travail. How is the city of praise not left, the city of my joy? Therefore her young men shall fall in her streets, and all the men of war shall be cut off in that day, says the Lord of hosts. and I will kindle a fire in the wall of Damascus, and it shall consume the palaces of Ben-Hadad. Concerning Kedar, and concerning the kingdoms of Hazor, which Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon shall strike, thus says the Lord, Arise, go up to Kedar, and plunder the men of the east. Their tents and their flocks shall they take away, they shall take to themselves their curtains, and all their vessels, and their camels, and they shall cry unto them, Fear is on every side. Flee, get far off, dwell in the depths, O you inhabitants of Hazor, says the Lord, for Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon has taken counsel against you, and has conceived a purpose against you. Arise, get you up unto the wealthy nation, that dwells without care, says the Lord, which has neither gates nor bars, which dwell alone. And their camels shall be a booty, and the multitude of their cattle a plunder, and I will scatter into all winds them that are in the utmost corners, and I will bring their calamity from all its sides, says the Lord. And Hazor shall be a dwelling for jackals, and a desolation forever, there shall no man abide there, nor any son of man dwell in it. The word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah the prophet against Elam in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah king of Judah, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, Behold, I will break the bow of Elam, the chief of their might. And upon Elam will I bring the four winds from the four quarters of heaven, and will scatter them toward all those winds, and there shall be no nation where the outcasts of Elam shall not come. For I will cause Elam to be dismayed before their enemies, and before those that seek their life, and I will bring disaster upon them, even my fierce anger, says the Lord, and I will send the sword after them, till I have consumed them. And I will set my throne in Elam, and will destroy from there the king and the princes, says the Lord. But it shall come to pass in the latter days, that I will bring again the captivity of Elam, says the Lord.